I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We had a question here in the newsroom. How could the Brexit vote affect soccer? Because right now, the two top leagues in England and Scotland have a combined 332 Europeans on them. They're some of the best players on the planet. It's what makes the Premier League the Premier League. And it's all due to European players being able to work in Britain. Brexit could put that in jeopardy. Or as Ken Belson with the New York Times says, it could give soccer in the UK a gigantic headache.
The biggest problem, I think, when speaking about Brexit is the freedom of movement that European nationals have within the 28 member nation bloc. And if Britain leaves, it will no longer have that same movement. So it'll be harder, basically, for English teams in the Premier League to get players from the continent.
You haven't mentioned the English players because one would assume that if some of the European players are not able to come to the UK, maybe this helps out the English wannabe players. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you'd have no visa issue. And some of the regulations that the English Football Association pushed the government to adopt didn't really matter much, but they would go in effect if England and the rest of the UK left the European Union. So those would, in fact, make it much harder for younger players to come to England to train and play on youth clubs. And it would, again, make it harder for European stars to come over.
I mean, Brexit is so complex, but the way you talk about it, Ken, soccer sounds like a really good prism in which to view the entire Brexit campaign, local versus global. Like Britain might be good again if it focuses on Britain and Britain alone, as in soccer. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's a portion of the Leave campaign, the folks who wanted Brexit, which wanted the so-called Little England, wanted England or Britain to focus on itself. And, you know, I guess in soccer terms, that would be promoting English players and not having them compete as much or have to compete as much with French and Spanish and other players. There's others who say that, in fact, it levels the playing field, that it's a deregulation. It makes England less tied to one block of countries, meaning the EU, and allows every country to compete for goods and services with England and vice versa. So in a sense, there's some people who say, well, this will make it easier for Americans to show up, or South Americans, or people from other places. So I don't think there's uniformity in the view that it's a nativist campaign. There's others who saw it in broader terms in a deregulatory way.
Ken, you know how powerful English Premier League is as an organization. If freedom of movement gets put in check by Brexit, wouldn't Premier League just bend the rules?
Absolutely. The folks that we spoke to for this story pretty much all contended that at the end, the EPL is such a powerful force, both within England and globally, that they would be able to lobby for some exemptions. And there are, in other cases, similar kinds of exemptions for, say, scientific researchers, academics. You could carve out parts of it that would make it easy for talented athletes to cross borders. It'd be a little bit difficult because you have to prove why this athlete would be able to come in visa-free versus another. But I suppose there's ways to come up with statistics to prove how one player is more talented than another. So in the end, they could find a solution by being exempt. You know, it's not just the English Premier League. It's the broadcasters who put out their games and other companies who sponsor teams. These are all powerful lobby groups, and they could weigh in on the issue as well. So we could see, in a sense, a carve-out on this issue, and in a sense, the worst-case scenario might not occur.
Ken Belson with the New York Times, thank you, as always.
My pleasure.